Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronello. We're sitting here at Skid Row Studios. Today we got Corners in here with us. Super stoked.
Yeah.
We're going to get to talk to them a little bit. We're playing some of their tunes, and they're going to play some of their tunes.
Oh.
Oh, how about that shit, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. How was your Thanksgiving? We had a break.
It was a good, restful time.
You're cringing.
Yeah. No, it was good.
It was good?
Yeah, it was good. How was yours?
It was cool. I got to cook, take some time off from work.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about you, Matt?
I barbecued a bird.
We have Matt.
It was fantastic. Matt's
sitting here with us.
I got so much turkey.
Yeah?
So much turkey.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no joke about it.
Me and Matt are super stoked. We just booked our second float experience at the Float Labs in Venice Beach.
Very nice.
Yeah.
When is that? When are you guys going to go? When are you guys going to venture?
It's in January, right? The 15th or so?
Yeah, that's when the calendar was picked by the gods. Is that how Zen works?
No, that's when Crash was on the phone and he was like, hey, this is the next opening. Okay. It's in January.
Oh, well, you guys got a good date.
Yeah, we're doing it early in the morning and all that stuff.
Very nice.
Right on. So we're waiting on Santa Claus. We're not sure where he is.
Yeah.
I'm kind of nervous.
Where is that darn old man?
I don't know. Let's go looking for him. We could go. You want to play some music in the meantime?
Sure.
All right. Let's go into the Meat Bodies. This is a song called Rotten.
Thank you. your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. It's fucking December 1st. Holy shit. We got to bring in the new year of Christmas time. What's the politically correct one? At the holiday season. And we have Santa Schloss. How are you?
What the fuck's going on, Dan Patronio? Santa's here.
Santa is here. He's sitting right in front of me. Yeah. How are you?
Santa's a little fucked up.
What's wrong?
Just had a little bit to drink.
Oh, you had a little bit to drink?
Yeah. Santa's here checking on some sweatshops that he owns.
Are you outsourcing?
Yeah, I had to farm some work out there.
The elves aren't cutting it no more?
The elves are diversifying. Yeah.
They're evolving.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's December 1st. What can we expect this year from you for Christmas? Are you going all balls out, or you taking it easy this year?
Well, I got to say, Santa's over it, you know.
You're over it?
Santa's over it. Santa's been around for hundreds of years. I know George Washington. I partied with Kennedy. I created my own religion, Santa Rhea.
What the fuck is Santa Rhea?
Oh, you know what Santa Rhea is. Come on.
No, I don't.
Come on, Dan Patronio. You know, I'm over it. I'm over Mrs. Santa.
You're over Mrs. What's wrong with Miss Sam? She's not cutting it anymore?
Damn, she looks like Barbara, like a mix between Barbara Bush and George Washington.
She's beautiful.
That's just still Barbara Bush, I think.
You know, Santa came home the other day. I guess she'd been with the elves, and they wrapped her up in saran wrap. Santa says, what, leftovers again?
Why did they wrap her up in saran wrap?
I don't know. They're kinky.
Oh, I see. So she's having fun with the elves. You're lonely. Is that the deal? Is that what the booze is about?
Yeah. Santa's lonely, but, you know, Santa's got game. Santa's hundreds of years old. Santa plants a seed. It grows into a plant, and right. Then Santa comes back and fucks it.
Right on. So you've been around for about 100 years. Hundreds of years?
Hundreds of years, yeah.
What do you got to say about this current generation? I'm sure you've seen them change.
Well, I like to just say this. You know, you guys can keep... This generation and all generations has left milk and cookies out for Santa.
Right.
How the fuck do you know that I'm not lactose intolerant diabetic?
Very true.
Or, you know, like, or allergic to gluten, maybe?
God damn. Santa wants a steak.
That's what you want left out, fucking
Santa long. Wants a steak.
Duly noted.
Yeah, we'll get the memo out.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
Well, Santa gets steaks up in, you know, up there in the North Pole.
You eating the reindeer by this point yet?
Yeah, you know, but, you know, these Greenpeace motherfuckers are screwing things up for me because, you know.
What do you got against Greenpeace?
Well, Santa's factory still runs on whale oil.
Ah, I see.
You see what I mean?
Right.
But I am enjoying the global warming. It's driving all the polar bears in and the polar bear club. I don't know if you know this or not, but this white fleece here on my suit.
Yeah.
I got some guys that go out there and they club little baby harp seals over the head for this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's so soft.
Yeah. Polar bear club. Cubs. Clubs. I want to say clubs. I'm fucked up. You know.
I'm sorry. I noticed you brought some sort of instrument. What's the deal with this son of a bitch right there?
Oh, yeah. That's Santa's instrument. Little do people know, but Santa wrote all the goddamn Christmas songs.
You wrote every Christmas song?
Every Christmas song.
Jingle Bells?
Yeah.
That's yours, huh?
It was Jingle Balls.
Oh.
The thing about it, is people, they misinterpret Santa's lyrics. Santa's lyrics are a little hardcore.
You're saying they got a little watered down over the years as it happened. I see. So are we going to get the raw deal right now?
Oh, yeah. You're going to get the raw deal. I just want to say, though, you know, to the people, you know, I've been giving and giving and giving. Tired of giving. Where's Santa's gifts?
It's Santa's turn.
It's Santa's turn.
When's it going to be Santa's time?
It should be this year.
This year's Santa's time.
Steaks.
Hey, you know.
Well, you can hang out with us all month, man. We'll make it your time.
I want to say this about, I don't mind the imitators out there. Santa doesn't mind. It takes a little bit of the workload off of Santa. But they have misinterpreted my laugh.
Oh, your laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, the ho, ho, ho.
Well, I did say that one time in a brothel up in Reno, but I was just choosing three girls.
Oh, well, I see.
My real laugh is like this. That's my real laugh.
Nice.
It's a little creepy for some, but, you know.
what are you going to do?
Well,
that's you. That's Santa.
Yeah.
I'm getting the truth here.
Yeah, you're getting the truth. Nobody knows about Santa. I'm all the way up there in the North Pole, Santa. But Santa still gets, you know.
What you're saying is you're getting shafted and you're fucking sick of it.
Well, I get good reception up there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I see all the shows.
Santa, what's the biggest misconception you'd like to change?
Well.
Yeah, the Santa myths. Let's debunk them.
Well, you know, Santa's myths. Santa doesn't like kids.
That's the biggest.
That's what he's fucking talking about. Like
that makes no sense.
Isn't Santa. That your purpose?
Santa doesn't like kids, but he's against rape.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's an apex predator. You know, I don't know if you guys.
A predator?
An apex predator.
Okay.
Some of those Arctic predators, man. Wow.
It's okay to rape them.
Well, the most challenging pussy you can get is wolf pussy.
Oh.
Santa likes.
Santa.
Santa does like.
Santa likes.
Can we hear some of these songs of yours? Let's hear the dirty truth, the way the Santa the songs are supposed to go.
Well, I'll try, but like I said, Santa's a little fucked up. You hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
It sounds like your garden.
That is not you know, ho, ho, ho.
No, they got it all fucking wrong.
Santa doesn't talk like this. Ho, ho, ho. Santa doesn't talk like that. God damn it. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had an alcoholic nose. And he, oh, shit. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer want to get with Santa's hoes. They are reserved for Santa. Go and find your own damn hoes. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa couldn't drive. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, don't you get a DUI? Oh, said the Santa to the midget porn. Do you see what I see? That's my elf, and now a store is born. Do you see what I see?
This is so beautiful.
That's Santa's boy romping in the night. He's the best that Santa's ever seen. He's the best that Santa's ever seen. Over the hill to grandmother's house, I hope that she brought some blue.
Melody.
The horse knows the way to grandma's today and says she's really good. Oh, Frosty the snowman had some very high-grade blow. Get the baking soda and fast pipe. To the crack land we shall go. Now, this is one that they didn't really change too much because I guess the lyrics were pretty appropriate. Well, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's banging your tits. He's fucking them twice. He'd rather you be more naughty than nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. Whoops. He knows when you're awake. He knows that Santa's you all sauce. Masturbate. He ain't dumb, for goodness sake. These nuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, thank you, man.
Doesn't Santa have a beautiful singing voice?
Yeah, you do. All right, let's go into some corners, and we'll bring in those guys in. Let's do that. Thanks, Santa.
Sure thing.
Merry fucking Christmas, dude.
You're fucking welcome.
And what kind of beer should we have in the fridge?
Ooh.
Do they drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit, I don't know, Pacifico.
You're gonna be there?
No, but
you like Pacifico, so Corners is drinking Pacifico tomorrow night.
The heat is in the music.
I'm scared of walking out of this room and never feeling the rest of my whole life the way I feel when I'm with you.
The music sets you dancing.
I can't fucking stop dancing.
The dancing sets her free.
Look, spaghetti arms, this is my dance space. I don't go into yours, you don't go into mine, and everybody stays away in their corners. And I don't go into your corner, and you don't go into my corner, and that Swayze dips into every corner. But I still think Jennifer Grey's first nose was the best in the corner.
A Pint of Cacophony Pictures presents...
Nobody puts baby in the corners.
Dirty Dancing. She thought it would be just another summer vacation.
My fucking feet hurt. At least there's so many corners in this room.
But it turns out to be the time of her life.
God damn, that Swayze was the shit in 87.
Corners.
I still can't fucking stop dancing.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. We're sitting here with Corners. How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel a little broken in.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right on. You enjoying your Stellas and all that shit?
Yeah.
You enjoying your time here on the ship on Pint of Cacophony here?
I like it way better in here.
Inside
it's
here?
It's nice in here.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the air conditioner all nice and crisp.
Mm. Oh,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we got your, I figured you got your instruments here. You're going to play some tunes, but I figured we'd talk a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've played Pressure before, like long time ago on this show, just for our audience members. Tell us about Corners, like how you guys came together. I mean, we're going to play your stuff. We just came out of one song, too. That was the spaceship, which was awesome.
Nice, but, yeah. I mean, we all, you know, we met years ago. The band kind of came together, you know. I met Robert, Cakes O U, and kind of going... the smell and all that kind of thing. Right. Ricky and I knew each other. Yeah, we just all kind of started to, you know, play music. Didn't really have like a plan, you know, it just kind of worked out that way.
When did it turn into like something serious? Like if you guys didn't have a plan, just
like 2012, yeah. 2012 maybe was kind of when it started. 2013, you know.
Was it like an initial catalyst that made you guys get like, oh shit, we're going to take this a little bit more seriously? Like, hey, kinda, well, this I mean,
when we started like, playing at the smell, yeah, that was kind of like when it was... when we felt like it, like, you know, was something real. I mean, I always want to play there, you know, personally. And,
yeah,
and that was the first, this band was the first time I got, you know, started playing there. So,
right on.
That was kind of a big deal.
You felt like the receptiveness and you're like, oh shit, we could
play.
Like,
it took a while, but people kept on showing up.
Right.
And we kept on playing and more people showed up. So we felt pretty good about it. So we just kept on playing.
Yeah, I kept taking it like to the next level and growing and growing.
Right, yeah.
Now you guys put some records out, man. Lollipop Records, how'd that go down? You guys meeting up with them and starting out?
Those guys, yeah, they were just like, it was just a really like organic kind of thing. We played the first Desert Days thing and played right before like Mr. Elevator and
what
those
year
guys.
Was that?
That was actually the very end of 2000. No, that was in 2012, yeah.
2012.
Yeah. And then, yeah, they just, you know, we were all kind of playing together, all our bands, and they just kind of liked what we were doing, but it wasn't really like, they were like, hey, we want to do a tape for you. Like, I was like, what do you mean? They were like, oh, Lollipop Records. Like, what do you mean? Like, you know, it was kind of like,
yeah,
pretty small at that point, but we all kind of came up together. I mean, they're all just awesome people. They're not really like...
Right, they're doing it for all the right reasons.
Pretty much, like, yeah, exactly, you know? Exactly. And it was cool, you know, because we all kind of migrated to, like, Echo Park. We all grew up in the Valley and stuff, and then they all kind of did the same. So it kind of felt like it gave a face to, like, what was happening there.
That's
in,
cool. It's
in
like
LA.
The whole scene kind of coming up together, and you guys, like, almost like family units at this
point. It's true, yeah. Yeah, all those definitely. Bands, yeah.
That's like, I feel it, and, like, coming into it and going to shows, you definitely feel it. I feel it swirling around in those rooms.
Yeah, we're all good friends. I mean, like, us and Mystic Braves, Froth, you know, Mr. Elevator, all those bands, we're all kind of just like good buddies.
Sounds like half of our playlists every week. We play a lot of that stuff.
Very true.
Yeah.
Your album itself is a reflection of living in the internet age, literally not having any room in your life for more distractions. Like, you guys were talking about that. I was reading along the lines of that in your bio. Just wanted you guys to elaborate on that or give it a chance to. Like, you have this, and we're going to play Bowie, which we're playing next, and you talk about free spirits, and you mentioned, like, partying mind is going to kill a lot of people. For some reason, that line pops out to me, and I just, like, you'll elaborate on your feelings behind that. I feel like this sort of separation from, like, this sort of internet age and social growth
when I was listening to your record, and I read through your bio, and I was like, I don't know, I'm catching that vibe, and I was just, I was wondering if I was onto something or not.
Oh, yeah.
It started off with just Tracy and I talking about, he was talking about Snapchat specifically.
Right.
And how great Snapchat was, and how everyone was connecting that way. And at that time, I was in college, and everyone was communicating in that way, and showing each other funny pictures when they were in the bathroom, or, you know, right, right. I don't know, some girl's skirt, whatever. In my college, you know, stupid stuff.
No, I've done it before. Yeah. Like, dude, I took the best shit this morning. Check it out. Like, everybody needs to see this thing. I'm guilty.
And I told him, I was like, man, I'm already maxed out on life in general. Mm-hmm. And that line specifically, you know, it's pretty scary to, like, just remove yourself from this day and age, 2014,
yeah.
and take a step back and realize maybe what life was like even 20 years ago.
Right.
It's impossible actually to do that.
It's simpler.
But if you just try to, it, like, it's like shell shock for me. And that's what, like, that song is about for me. It's about, like, wanting to return specifically to, like, a simpler place.
Right.
In my mind, because I'm always way too confused. Just, like, living.
I sense that, and I sense like, I wouldn't call it a struggle, but the movements of going through those emotions, like, on the record. And I guess that's why it's obviously called Maxed Out on Distraction, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, that was kind of the concept, you know what I mean? A lot of the lyrics are about stuff like that, about kind of like, yeah, I mean, you know, like you said, it's kind of, there's a lot of things that can be distracting. A lot of people get kind of thrown in different directions, you know, kind of forget, like, why everyone's kind of,
I feel
of
like people, in. Like, waste their time with things that are just aren't, like, growthful for them.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You know,
this record,
it builds
yeah.
up into these, like, things and movements that just, I feel like, get us nowhere.
Right, yeah, know? It's true.
When you separate yourselves and you can do that and take, like, the art seriously, I don't know, I feel like it comes through and it'll show, and I don't know, I hear it on this record. And then you guys are doing your first acoustic performance ever, and I'm excited because when you make a band do that, you kind of hear the songs in their most raw, basic forms, and you hear the real integrity behind them and all that stuff.
Right, so, yeah. It'll be pretty cool.
I'd like to invite you to go into one if you'd like. I'm
cool, yeah.
Yeah, you want to do one?
Let's do one right now.
Let's do one.
What are you guys going to do first?
We're going to do one from the first cassette we put out, Beyond Way.
Okay, and the song's called?
You want to do I Don't Mind?
Yeah, we'll do I Don't Mind first.
Right on. Get your instruments. You guys cool on your beers in the meantime?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
All right.
Getting ready here.
Gotta get that thing tuned up.
Yeah.
Tune up that axe. So you guys got some shows coming up. December 14th at the Echo.
Yeah, we have the Echo coming up.
16th at the Constellation Room, Santa Ana.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who are you guys playing with at the Echo?
The Echo is us, Cosmonauts, Burnt Ones, who just came down here from San Francisco, and then his band Feels.
Fields? All right. Fields is cool.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Yeah, they're rad.
Sweet.
All right. I didn't know we were going straight into this. Gotta get ready here. All right.
Oh, wait. Let me tune.
Yeah, tune those shakers. There you go.
You got it?
Oh, cool.
You're hitting the right frequencies. Sweet.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Excellent. I don't mind. That sounded great, guys.
All right, thanks.
You guys, I heard through the grapevine that you're going to do two old ones and then two new.
That's right. I was one of the old ones.
Do you mind doing the other old one? And then we can talk about Dave Cooley and stuff, and then we'll hear the new ones.
Sure. Let's do that. That sounds good.
Do you mind bringing?
Hope he's listening.
Do you mind bringing your mic just a little bit closer to you?
Bring it
all the way like to the edge of the table. Be perfect. All
right.
I can hear.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. That sounds great. Hey.
Get the sound man in there. Cool.
Alex doing a great job as normal.
Oh, thanks.
He's got his thumb up his ass, but he seems to get it done anyways.
You're so sweet.
I love you, man.
I love you too, dude.
We couldn't tell.
Rock on, man. All right, so we're gonna do The Grave. This next one's called The Grave.
The Grave, okay. All
right.
Great. You guys have such a moving sound, and I was when you guys are writing music, is there something you guys are looking for when you think of corners? Like, is it a project with a direction, or are you guys, like the three of you, when you're putting this stuff together, just open to whatever happens, or how do you guys go about it?
Yeah,
I mean, we're pretty open to whatever happens. Right. I mean, pressure kind of happened like really naturally, just kind of out of a jam, you know, bass, drums. Same with the spaceship. We switched instruments. You know, Ricky, the drummer, was playing, you know, bass. I was playing drums. Robert was playing guitar. So it was like, you know, we weren't kind of like, oh, let's do this. We all like the same stuff. I feel like we all like emotion and music, you know?
Right, right.
So, like, that's kind of this
thing that's kind of cool, you know.
It comes out more genuine. It's not like you guys are forcing it or anything.
You know, yeah. So.
I think it's a bit of both of having a direction and kind of feeding off each other.
Right.
You know, like there's a direction from everybody they want to go, but.
It takes a certain amount of chemistry to pull that off as a unit, like the group of you combined to move in the same direction almost.
Yeah.
You know?
That's probably the hardest part about being a band. Trying to agree on everything agreeing. It's just kind of like
until it feels right.
Exactly. Yeah. You kind of all come up with different ideas and stuff. It's
we all grew up with so close to each other. Like if you all saw where we grew up from, it felt like Trenchtown. You know, like not like it's very different, but like we're all really close. And I think a lot of our values as people, and if you just look at our families and stuff, like we're pretty open people. We love a challenge.
Hey, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Dad. You
know, our families play an important role in everything we do. And
right on.
But we're all about the same thing. You know?
Great. We're going to go into a song break, and then we'll come back and do a couple more.
Cool.
Right on.
The Corolla Milk Glass or Milk Plus. Milk Plus Velocet or Synthomesc or Drencrum, which is what we were drinking. This would sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of the old ultra-violence.
And you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
Love
notice that there's no corners in space?
No, dude, there's corners in space. I've seen them.
No.
Dude, I've seen them. There's corners. Know. These corners are in space.
Corners?
These corners are in space.
What corners?
These ones right here. These corners, they're in space.
Oh, corners.
Yes, corners.
Oh.
In space.
Corners.
Was Buoy by Corners off of Max Out on Distraction, and they're here. Hey,
yeah,
guys.
We are.
Right. What's here. Up?
Right here, right now.
You wanted to tell talk about your tape. Let's talk about it.
Oh, you want to talk about it right now?
Yeah, let's
well,
let,
it's
we
in my
can talk about whatever we want to talk about. Whatever
know,
you want to
find
about.
I know, but it's in my jacket right now, and I got to find it.
Yeah, we just got
okay,
the cassettes
in.
Yeah.
Got it in
my jacket.
We got,
oh, is there
we
tapes?
Got, we got
a, so what's the deal with the tape?
We have a cassette coming out tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Burger Records.
Burger Records.
And Lollipop Records.
And Lollipop.
Oh,
and
really
cool. Unison.
Yeah, Unison, exactly. It's a big deal for us, and somewhere here in my pocket. But, oh,
what's
here it is.
What's it called?
Okay, cool.
Let me see.
It's the same album.
It's
the same album. It just came out of cassette. It took, yeah, it took like 2 months
now
to
now it's on the cassettes.
Now not only.
Cassette
it's
on Distraction.
It's on Super Squash, and it's like really cool.
On cassette, Lollipop and Burger right there on the tape.
Can we clap again? Can we clap again?
Yeah, let's clap again.
So today we're gonna do a song off the album.
Off that
two songs.
Cassette.
You're gonna do the two songs. Which one are you gonna do first?
This one's Cotton Frustration.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's do it. Ready?
Oh. Let's do it.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Leap out of the door, but keep it in. Nowhere projections cut through the air. Held up and looted from the house, built within polarizing glass. Big X's in the skies for fear. Draw eyes on knowledge, don't be scared. If we did not have to come to shame, can agree. No dreams, no dreams. Don't give a name to the pain. Total control over you. Caught in frustration. City. the moon. Stingray believes it's new when it's just the same. H-O-B-E written on the stairs outside your picture frame. Welcome to your paradise. Pull back the shades, shield your eyes. Caught in frustration.
I see that this last release was mastered by Dave Cooley.
Indeed.
From the guy who worked with Silver Sun Pickups and Black Angels. Cool,
very cool guy. Literally the man. He's the man.
How'd that go down? Man. What was it like working with him?
We went down. He has a cave. We got to go down to his mastering cave. Yeah. Literally, it's like this underground with like rock walls. Like
that is so
sick. Dude, the dude's the real deal. Like he's just like... He put that song on, and it was just—it was crazy. He's got speakers like as tall as the ceiling.
You guys
got
to grab the record and hear the difference when with they're plugged in.
Oh yeah,
they're loud, and Dave Cooley got his hands on it.
Yeah, sick. That guy's the best. He's awesome.
So, what's the next track you guys gonna do?
We are gonna do. This is our last track.
Right.
But this one is
swap guitars first.
Yeah, you know, this is Against It on the new record also.
Cool.
Okay.
Awesome. That was Against It off of Maxed Out on Distractions by Corners. That cassette's out tomorrow on Lollipop and Burger Records. Find that wherever you can buy fucking tapes now, I'm assuming. Just like everywhere these days.
If you yeah, every now. Record store has got cassettes in it now.
Yeah, these cool. days.
Buy some cassettes.
What do we got?
These
where
days
where are we, Alex? We totally said fuck it to the format of the show. We're just like, let's hang out with these guys and let them play.
That's what we're doing. We appreciate that a lot.
I was having too much fun to be like, wait, stop. Let's go to another song break. No, stop. Do we have more music? Or
we should go to one more song.
All right, let's go to one more song.
All right. Okay, cool.
Fuck it.
One more song.
Yeah, one more song.
How much?
As much as I love fish eggs?
Don't be ridiculous. But I do love you enough to call Hoagland and Fuqua LLP when you get arrested. Because we all know that's going to happen eventually.
How would that help me? You better cover my bail.
Trust me, the attorneys at Hoagland and Fuqua LLP have your back. Whether it's a DUI or drug related, they got you.
Sounds bodacious.
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't have to completely overcome you. The law offices of Hoagland & Fuqua LLP focus on DUI and criminal defense. They will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Hoagland & Fuqua LLP at 626-309-9977. If you're facing any criminal arrest charges, they can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or if you've been charged for something of a more serious nature, just visit their website at www.hoaglandfuqua.com or call 626-309-9977. Hoagland & Fuqua LLP serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan. Hey. I'm here with Corners.
Yeah.
Thanks for the set. You guys played four tracks. That was great. It sounded good in here. The mics picked you guys up fantastically.
Super sensitive.
So I got maxed out on Distractions. Sensitive. That's your release. I have it on CD here, but the cassette comes out tomorrow.
That's right.
Lollipop Records.
Pick it up at Burger Records.
That probably sounds really good.
We're gonna fight for that tape, dude. Cool.
CD. Yeah, I know. We're gonna duke it out.
We're gonna fight for it. Out,
yeah. Well, there's this one too, so we'll figure it out.
We're gonna have to
figure it out.
That's where it's at.
Well, thanks for coming out. We'll be in touch. And hold on, I got your shows.
We're playing December 14th at the Echo
with the Part-Time Punks.
Cosmonauts, Berlins, Fields, gotta be there.
For Part-Time Punks.
All ages.
If you can't make the Echo one, they're also at the Constellation Room in Orange County with Aqua Dolls on the 16th.
That's right.
And Kim and the Created, who we play, they're fucking awesome too.
Yeah, yep. I love Kim.
Cool.
Kim, yep. We love you, Kim.
We love you, Kim,
if you're listening.
Hey, Kim, you should come on the show.
What do you guys think, Kim?
Yeah, we've asked her to come on.
Yeah, Kim, I emailed you once. Come on the fucking show, goddammit.
That's messed up.
Calling you out. How come she's not here?
I feel like this is like totally her vibe.
Right, maybe she just doesn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. She probably read my email and was like, I don't know yet.
She's a riot, man. We'll tell her to come out here.
She's a riot.
Right on.
Yeah,
we'll be back next week with Pizza Party Music, Derek and Orchard.
Oh, next week?
Yeah, we're going to talk about what Pizza Party Music is, have some pizza, all that kind of shit.
Hey, Derek.
What's on, Derek? What up, man?
See you guys next Monday. Thanks again, Corners.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Good night.
Finally, Buster snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty.